The green onion would be the... Okay. I forget whether this came up or not. The type of... I guess it's technically a fruit. I forget whether it's a fruit or a vegetable, but the red things that grow on the plants you have to stake up are...
Tomatoes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember? That's a vegetable, isn't it?
That's a fruit.
Classified as fruit.
That's right. That's right. My wife always puts them in the vegetable drawer. I guess that's wrong. What do you have to do to beans before you can eat them?
Pick them.
All right. What else do you have to do after you pick them?
You have to tip them.
What does that mean?
Cut the tips, both tips off and break them.
Mm-hmm. How about if you have, say, lima beans? What do you do with them?
They're lousy to shell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gets everything on that page. On corn, what do you have to do to the ears of corn before you can eat them?
Husk them.
Okay. Is there a term you have for the type of corn that you grow to eat?
Sweet corn.
Mm-hmm.
And popcorn.
Yeah. Okay. The on the top of the corn stalk itself, you have what?
Silk.
No, the tassel.
Oh.
Okay. Where is the other part that she just mentioned?
It's on the ear.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call the, I don't know how to describe this, if it's a fungus, actually. It's a little thing that looks like this, and you maybe chop it up and saute it and put it on steak or something like that.
Mushroom?
Yeah. What's the thing that looks like a mushroom but you shouldn't eat?
Toads do.
Okay, why don't you want to eat them?
They're poisons.
Okay. Obviously, when you're after you've chewed the food, you want to do what to it?
Swallow.
Okay. They have different kinds of owls around here. Different kinds of owls. O-W-L. Yeah. That you've seen around here.
Yeah, there's just one kind. That's a hoot owl.
Mm-hmm. They don't have the little kind that sort of has a shrill voice. Okay. What do you call a thing? It looks sort of like a lobster, only it's a freshwater thing you find in the stream. You pick up a rock and there's one underneath there.
Crawfish.
Yeah. Okay. How about the saltwater thing that lives in a shell and you make stew out of it and find pearls inside the shell? Okay. Do you have any general term for... I guess maybe the best definition would be animals that you'd want to get rid of on a farm. I mean, wild animals that are a nuisance to you. They come in and get to kill chickens or something like that. Would you have a term for those?
A term?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You wouldn't have anything like... Well, varmints was what I was looking for. Is that,
no.
Is that a term you'd use?
Well, I've heard it, but I wouldn't use it.
You wouldn't use the word at all. Okay, well, the next thing was to ask you whether to define it, but if you wouldn't use it, I guess that's all right. What about different kinds of squirrels around here that you have?
Right now, I got some stealing my popcorn.
It was inside your crib this morning when I had to chase them out.
Why'd you catch them and bring them in the house?
Well, because there was one on the other crib, too, and I figured it'd be easier to bring the corn in before the squirrels take it off.
Yeah, we have the red and gray.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have the little things that look sort of like squirrels when they're smaller, maybe a little stripe down their back? Live in the ground?
Oh, they're skunks.
Well, the one without much of a tail. Little things only about, you know, maybe about this long.
Oh, ground squirrel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What's the kind of bird that drills a hole in the bark of a tree to get insect grubs and things?
Woodpecker.
Mm-hmm. Are there any kinds around here, or just one? Or?
No, just one kind that I ever see.
Mm-hmm. How about the animal that lives in the swamp, where maybe